This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's a lot of things running around in the undercurrent right now, least of which is the pistol brace thing, which vexes me to a certain degree. Trying to figure out why is it that courts can get out there and find that only members of gun rights organizations are exempted from the bill when the people that are in the gun rights organizations actually know what's in the bill. And most of the people out there today that have these pistols, pistol configurations of the various semi-automatic magazine-fed weapons, they don't get that protection, and they're the ones that a lot of them don't even know this is going on. They don't even understand this is running around in the subtext. So that's one of my questions. I have to have a few other discussions with a few other more learned people than myself about this. I just find it odd that only members of the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, and the Firearms Policy Council. I don't understand. I don't understand why they're the only ones protected from this this big overreach. But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. This is an indicator of is a bigger issue, because every time somebody unveils a new gun control bill, most of the time it's going to be Democrats or their minions. Their message is always going to be the same. Their bill, if it is enacted, will save lives. They've never been forced to prove this. If they were forced to prove it, they couldn't prove it, because the exact opposite is true. States have recently pushed to pass new laws in response to a decision, which I refer to this as the Bruin response. And the Bruin decision held that the Second Amendment prohibits government requiring applicants to provide a special need in order to issue a concealed carry permit. States that included this requirement are called may issue states. Others, which comprise the majority, are called shall issue states. You already knew this, right? Maryland was one of the may issue states, and concealed carry applications there soared in response to Bruin. And we got this. The Maryland State Police have received 11 times the usual number of new permit applications since the court struck down state provisions requiring gun owners to demonstrate a special need for carrying a firearm for self-defense. This coming from the Washington Post. However, to paraphrase a verse in the book of Job, the government giveth and the government taketh away. Because Maryland, like other states, came out with a Bruin response. And they changed their concealed carry laws, which still limits the right to carry, despite the plain language of the Second Amendment that states the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So while newly elected Governor Westmore, a Democrat, eased restrictions to obtain a permit, he simultaneously tightened them by limiting the places where you may carry. And then he said at a bill signing ceremony, gun violence is tearing apart the fabric of our communities, not just through mass shootings, but through shootings that are happening in each of our communities far too often. We will act, and that's exactly what today represents. And when he signed the new law, he just made the mean streets of Baltimore meaner. And then the Second Amendment Foundation, they filed a federal lawsuit. And Alan Gottlieb got out there and told Newsmax, the main problem is that it really limits where you can carry a gun. They're trying to imitate and mimic what New York and New Jersey did. And as he observed, they'll issue a ticket, but once you have it, it's not good anyplace. It puts a chilling effect on obtaining gun permits, and what good is a permit if you can't use it? Which is just a practical question stated of a very basic fact. According to U.S. District Judge, Chief Judge Renee Marie Bum, she wrote in her 235-page ruling, the Constitution leaves the states some measures to combat handgun violence, to prevent law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense means from exercising their right to keep and bear arms. That is plainly unconstitutional. They also struck down New York's restrictions, but Gottlieb acknowledges that Maryland may be a tougher nut to crack because, quite frankly, they've got a pretty good judge from their point of view. Now, All of these response laws, what's especially egregious about these new laws is that in practice, it applies to only one class of individuals, which is the law-abiding citizen, who already is about, you know, they're not creating crime, they're not causing crime, they're not committing crime. Criminals aren't hampered by these restrictions. That's why they are criminals. Last year, a Greenwood, Indiana mall was the scene where a lawful concealed carry holder did not strictly comply with the law. Not necessarily a law, but a policy. See, Eli Dickens went into a mall that he was unaware was a gun-free zone. And I don't know how it applies in Indiana. Here in South Carolina, if you've got the gun-free zone sign, you got to have it everywhere. You got to have it everywhere that anybody can come in or out of the building. It doesn't matter who it is. You can't have one just for customers. So, a gunman who may have also been unaware that this was a gun-free zone, but it doesn't matter because he was a gunman. He was going to be a rampage killer. He entered the mall armed with multiple weapons, and then he walked to the mall's food court and opened fire. 15 seconds later, Eli Dickens had stopped it because he shot and killed the gunman. Had he complied with the gun-free zone restriction, he would have been hunting for cover. And cover's only as good as it is cover. Where if you have to dive for cover without a weapon, if you're not actually an active participant in the gunfight, that means when you dive for cover, you have to stay there. And that means that the rampage shooter can just walk up on you at his leisure and execute you. Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen said many people would have died last night if not for a responsible armed citizen that took action very quickly within the first 2 minutes of the shooting. The NRA agreed with it. We will say it again. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. But Alan Gottlieb has correctly concluded that states like Maryland, New York, and New Jersey want to remove that element of a good guy with a gun. And it's not necessarily about them wanting to remove that element. What it is they want to leave intact however you want to refer to the scheme, I guess it would be. Now, David Kodrew refers to it as a monopoly on violence, where only the government and the government-approved people have guns, right? But Gottlieb says you're penalizing the permit holders and not the criminals. And as a result, the law is definitely making Maryland less safe because it doesn't stop criminals from misusing guns. It only stops law-abiding people from defending themselves or actually using the gun for what it's designed to do. An adage that was popular decades ago went, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, and it's just as true today as it was then. But the main thing to bear in mind is this. This has nothing at all to do with public safety. It never has. This has primarily to do with the fact that we want to control every little aspect of your life. Now, New York, California, Maryland, New Jersey, all of these guys are going to have other schemes going along as well. They're probably sanctuary cities in some places, right? Now, sanctuary city is what they refer to as a city that ignores federal law when it comes to illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, right? So they've developed this thing in the name of virtue signaling, which all of this is about buying votes. It's all about buying votes. And it's been a multi-step process. I mean, I could go on and on and on about this, but it's a multi-step process that has been ongoing for years. And it, you know, it's the vilification of the police. Police are bad, this, that, the other. So then I don't know who you're supposed to, who you're supposed to rely on if you vilified the police, but that's all besides the point. That doesn't matter. And then the self-defense, then that becomes another thing too. Everything becomes racist. Everything is based, all of their little policies and everything, all based on critical theory. And apply it however you want it. Critical race, critical law enforcement, whatever you want to call it, critical self-defense theory, all these things. Everything's racist. Everything is always oppressive. There's always a victim, and there's always an oppressor. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I had the opportunity this past week on Lock and Load to speak with John Farnham from Defensive Training International. John is one of the most interesting men I know, and he pontificates very well. His observations are so practical and so cutting as to there's no mistake what he's talking about when he's talking about it. So I saw this little bit that he put down on paper, and he starts it out with a with a quote. In a world of propaganda, truth is always a conspiracy. That from Herbert Hildebrandt. And he makes some observations that I sort of share with him, because this 2024 is going to be a moment in the history of the United States. The election year is going to be a moment. And all indications are, based upon the way they have been able to weaponize government up to this point, that this could be a very politically violent election year. And here's a problem. See, in the world of the conservative, in the world of America First, most people just adopt this live and let live philosophy. Not the Marxists. No, no, no. They insist that their far-left fantasies, one, they have to be enforced by law. Two, they have to be taken seriously, and you have to accept them, and your failure to accept them makes you a this or a that or the other. In order to make sure that has happened, we now have corporate diversity chiefs who insist that we all enthusiastically embrace their woke delusions, or we get punished for our reluctance to take on what they think is the Holy Grail. They're self-righteously declaring war upon all who refuse to unquestioningly embrace the Marxist philosophy. And those who object or even display any sort of hesitancy will continue to be labeled as racists and white supremacists, much as we are now. And then all of us, because we're good people and we're not really these kind of things, we're going to feel the need to defend ourselves, which is silly, because there is no defense against stupidity, right? So we'll be trying to defend ourselves against something that isn't even really there. The subtle implication is that by visiting physical violence upon non-liberals, as well as stealing and destroying their property and preventing them from voting, that's not only virtually sanctioned by leftists and political power, but it represents some kind of duty on the part of the self-declared oppressed. Now, that can be problematic depending on your geographic location. In places like New Jersey and Maryland and New York and places like that, they will probably get away with it. And the problem, there's a couple of problems with that, but there's one overarching part of it that just sort of makes all of that go away. These are population centers. A lot of votes in these places. And them taking some of this stuff over, well, it's very much a thing. Very much a thing. So, but the overarching thing that makes all of that stuff go away is the fact that they vote Democrat anyway. So by taking them over and making sure they vote Democrat yet again, no loss there. What they're trying to do is they're going into places where there's a swing state, where there's a possibility that they could make a difference here and there. And the subtle implication there is that we have to bring some violence. So, violent crime, much of it politically motivated, will continue to accelerate nationwide. And it's out there as a warning to you, for you to see in these big population centers, in these squalid metro areas where the Democrat politicians rule, if you will. And we get to look at them in the ivory towers. We look at the big cities like this thing that towers overhead, don't we? So awe-inspiring, that skyline as we drive up on it. It's really where everybody wants to go, right? Except it isn't really where everybody wants to go. It just happens to be where everybody wants us to go. Now, that can all be well and good, and I have no issues with the big city. There's actually a few I'd like to visit just from the standpoint of what they are and just be able to take in all of that wonder. But that being said, that is not where most of us live. That's where a lot of us live, but not most of us. So, most of us don't live in the ivory tower. Most of us are just trying to make ends meet, make a living. And that's why we have You know, this is why you have elections. The problem with elections is this. Everybody votes, and then they stamp back and say, I've done my part. They vote by proxy. Gun rights are by proxy. Everybody right now, and everybody who has who's gone that way of saying, okay, my gun rights are by proxy, right now, guess what? They are actually benefiting from that. Except it's not, it's never been true. But they're benefiting from it right now with all of these injunctions over the pistol brace thing. But I digress. Few of us are involved in the higher corporate levels, right? Few of us are in the mainstream media, and none of us are at the DNC. So the question becomes, and this is where they force us into this decision. We get to ask who's going to protect us. We get to ask who's going to protect our property. When Antifa decides to get bolder, if they decide to go out beyond the footing of the ivory towers, if they decide they can go into suburbia, who's going to protect us? Is it going to be the defunded, demoralized police? Is that who it's going to be? Is it going to be the Soros-sponsored DA? Who's it going to be? Now, in places like California, New York City, those can be, you know, theft and squatting and even burglary is now legal, actually encouraged by some of the far left politicians. Cops there are essentially prohibited from making arrests, and no one gets locked up even if they make an arrest. Police who are supposed to protect and serve everyone are in many areas expected merely to enforce a political agenda. As we go forward, the question could be asked, is it going to get any better in 2024? And I haven't got the foggiest idea. In the interim, you do have to take a few things into consideration. One of them is you need to go ahead and take care of your own security. You need to divest yourself from any expectation that the system is going to be there to protect you. It has never been that way to begin with. Now it is not that way by design. So, going forward, keep this at the forefront of your thought process. Another quote from you, enforced tolerance will reach such a level that intelligent people will be banned from thinking so as not to offend the imbeciles. Remember that. They want to control every single iota, every thought, every molecule. There's nothing they don't want control of. They want to control it all. And I don't even know what their end result is going to be, because it sort of looks like they'll be running the rubble, however that works out. So, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
A news update. The White House says it is monitoring the situation in Russia after the country accused the head of the Wagner mercenary group of inciting an armed mutiny. The country's National Anti-Terrorism Committee opened a criminal case against the mercenary boss just hours after Yevgeny Prigozhin criticized Russia for lying about the war in Ukraine. On Friday, he claimed a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces and threatened to start a rebellion. Wagner mercenary forces have been reported near the Russian city of Rostov. Russian officials are demanding a halt to Prigozhin's actions and say they are taking all necessary measures to respond. New York City is requiring hospitals and healthcare facilities to make the prices of procedures public. City Council members unanimously approved the measure first introduced by Councilwoman Julie Menin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the travesties of my time is the fact that Pennsylvania elected Jan Fetterman to be a senator. I know that they want to smash every norm up there, but I mean, it's so transparent that they've thrown away the entirety of the template of what they think of as a politician with him. And recently, his special assistant, Luke Berwagen, he's the one that follows Fetterman around all the time. And they confirmed what observant gun owners have been documenting and warning against for years, only to have the prohibitionists ridicule it as the, you know, as conspiracy theorist hyperbole. And we get this from the Delaware Valley Journal. A special assistant to U.S. Senator John Fetterman was caught on tape saying he believes his boss would probably be okay with overturning the Second Amendment. Now, that presumably does not include Fetterman, who needed his to threaten an unarmed black jogger that he pursued and held at gunpoint. Remember that? And they mostly ignored that story during the last election, which would have been the political kiss of death for anybody, a progressive Democrat, and that touches on another point that Berwagen bragged about. He talks about Fetterman's favorable treatment from friendly reporters, who he describes as puppets. And he also shares how Fetterman's team has leveraged access journalism into positive press coverage. Berwagen claimed he's 100% for gun control, banning automatic weapons, all that blank. He'd be okay with overturning the Second Amendment, probably. I think he'd much rather prefer that nobody have guns at all. So, once again, as we sit back and say, oh, this politician is only as good as his staff, we find out that his chief aide and the one who carries his iPad around for him, he has no idea what he's talking about. He's repeating the automatic weapons deception. Either that or he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he repeats it ad nauseum. And because he repeats it, then the media repeats it, and the anti-gun agitators repeat it, and the Democrat politicians ever since, and without regard to the truth, they repeat it. Violence Policy Center explained in Assault Weapons and Accessories in America, the weapons' menacing looks, coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine gun versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun. This can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. And there you have it. His own public statements show his aide understands his position well. Fetterman said on Facebook, or so the claim is that he said it on Facebook, gun violence gives rise to my career in public service. To witness what an assault rifle round can do to a human body is to know that they have no place in a civil, safe society. Now, they never define the criteria they use to establish potential damage and be upfront about what hunting rounds they believe have no place and that they also want to ban. And from his Twitter feed, common sense gun laws are called for a reason. Enough is enough. Democrats need to be ruthless, plus united now. Scrap the filibuster, plus pass common sense gun control supported by the majority of Americans. If the majority of Americans actually support this nonsense, that's because they are informed by the same media that parrots Fetterman. I find that out on a daily basis. A lot of people that will roll around and tell you all day long, I am conservative, I'm pro-Trump, I am this, I am that. They'll get out there and repeat the same things the media tells them very dutifully because that's where they get their information. And in a lot of cases, some of them, like one of the things that's been going on right now, is that there's been a lot of talk about Kevin McCarthy and this budget deal, this debt ceiling deal. Kevin McCarthy has a four-vote majority, part of which is that Santos cat, who any day now could be wearing a prisoner jumpsuit. And he's supposed to take, and some of these, the Republican Party's not unified. They're not together on anything. He has a 214 seat majority, 215 seat majority, and in the debt ceiling deal that he had to put together, because he is the Speaker of the House and he has to put something together. 149 Republicans voted for it, so that means nearly 70 of them didn't. That's not unification. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all should be lemmings. What I'm saying is that in order to move the chains, they have to adopt one thing, which is unification, which means they go after the Democrats as a body and not as individuals. Congress is not meant to function as an individual entity. It is a body. Now, back to the people that believe this, because a lot of people have been seeing what the press has been saying about that deal. So they're all out in arms and everything else. So not only is Congress now fighting against each other, but now the electorate, the voting base, is squabbling amongst itself. And guess what? Guess what's happening in the background? The Democrats laugh. They laugh. So, anyway, pardon the digression once again, the tangent. Fetterman also presupposes that majority rule is all you need to overturn a constitutional amendment and a deny and an unalienable right, which would degrade them to revocable privileges. And that's what the violence monopolists have been trying to do. And their attempts at overturning the Second Amendment and banning civilian ownership of firearms has been very well documented. And if a tyrannical government did repeal the Second Amendment, it would not take away the right to keep and bear arms, which the Supreme Court noted in Heller when it admitted the very text of the Second Amendment implicitly recognizes the preexistence of the right and declares only that it shall not be infringed. And as we said in United States versus Cruikshank, this is not a right granted by the Constitution, nor is it in any manner dependent upon that instrument for its existence. The Second Amendment declares that it shall not be infringed, but that's just words. That's just semantic salad to the gun grabbers. And then whether they're talking about banning assault weapons or ghost guns, or they're looking for, they decided that the incrementalism worked better than revealing all your cards up front. Handguns, they really want to ban handguns. Bottom line, they're talking about taking away all guns. Every single one of them. And they just never flesh out how they think they could get away with it. What would it if millions of Americans were to say no? In the interim, puppet media is trying its best to direct attention away from the, you know, the various reports, with a Newsweek hit piece on Carrie Lake trying to cast doubt among readers that the man interviewed on videos, in fact, bore Wigan. And that would be a simple enough task for real reporters, you would think, to contact colleagues who have covered Fetterman and worked with his staff, or just to use a search engine. Everybody's got images up. Even I do. If you search my name on the interwebs, and if you search Lock and Load or Gun Owners News Hour, you can find my picture. Good for you. Whenever called out on this, of course, they're always going to try to redirect away, and they're going to try to leverage things to where they change the narrative that they've already established. If you get out there and say, I'm not for any gun prohibitions, then you must obviously be for the killing of children. Why can't you give up a gun if it means saving one child's life, except it never means saving any children's lives? Because one glaring fact, and let's just use the children as the thing. First of all, the children nowadays have been raised to where there's a lot of them that are just simply little hellions, at best. It is very hard to keep a classroom together nowadays in the modern high school, from all indications that I've seen. Secondly, a lot of them go to gangs. Third, and we have never hardened schools. So all those other things I just mentioned, that doesn't even matter, because we've never hardened schools to be hard targets. So still, even today, a rampage killer, if they want to, they can just walk into a school and start their rampage. Watching, you know, in their mind's eye, tallying up that Facebook and how everybody's going to be talking about me and all these other things that everybody claims they want, which in fact they do, but it has nothing to do with stopping the threat. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project.
811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
One more time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. This past March, President stumbles a lot, released an executive order that managed in the space of just a very few pages to demonstrate the remarkable cluelessness of his administration when it came to questions of crime, gun control, and his role in determining federal law. And some of the things that were targeted by the document are gun dealers, gun manufacturers, and you, if you buy a gun illegally. Not targeted at all by the order are the criminals who are responsible for the rise in crime. It was predictable and sad in equal measure. What's more, and a very important part to remember about this, about these criminals, is we know who they are. We have various pictures of them from various angles. We know where they live. And yet we do nothing about it, because that serves no purpose, to go out there and actually have law and order. Best thing that can be said of Biden's order is that it's not going to do anything at all. The worst thing that can be said is that once again he is attempting to rewrite the law without the involvement of the United States Congress. In a speech announcing it, he explained that his ultimate aim was to require background checks for all firearm sales. But that in the absence of such a provision, he was settling for an executive order that directs my attorney general to take every lawful action possible to move us as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation. Now, what exactly does that mean? And that to this moment, there is no way to suss that out and say, well, it could mean this or it could mean that, because it doesn't really mean anything, because you can't do that. The relevant part of his order instructs the DOJ to clarify the definition of who is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms and thus required to become an FFL holder. But that's already clear. Until 2022, the statutory definition of engaged in business was a person who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business with the principal objective of livelihood and profit through the repetitive purchases and resale of firearms. But such terms shall not include a person who makes occasional sales, exchanges, or purchases of firearms for the enhancement of a personal collection or for a hobby, or who sells all or part of his collection of firearms. See, by this very definition, I mean I have an uncle, Uncle Harry, and my Uncle Harry has always been a gun guy, and he has entered, he's in his 80s now, he doesn't shoot anymore, and so most of his gun collection is gone, and he sold it, which a lot of people do. Sometimes people don't sell them, and then they become part of an estate sale, so he sold his prior to that, and since 2022, the definition has been precisely the same. Save for the replacement of the phrase with the principal objective of livelihood and profit. with the phrase to predominantly earn a profit. And explaining that change, the drafters noted in this statute that the phrase to predominantly earn a profit means that the intent underlying the sale or disposition of firearms is predominantly one of obtaining a pecuniary gain, as opposed to other intents such as improving or liquidating a personal firearms collection. So, what's he up to? Does he even know? Or is it just word salad again? Under the plain text of the law, he's unable to get either background checks for all firearm sales or to move as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation. There is no need for him to clarify the definition of who is engaged in the business, because that was done by Congress. And even if we were to pull out all of that aside, any interpretive changes he might covet would do nothing whatsoever to prevent crime. Now, the rest of the order is equally baffling. Biden asked the DOJ to prevent former FFLs whose licenses have been revoked or surrendering from continuing to engage in the business of dealing in firearms. That's already in the law. He wants to publicly release, to the fullest extent permissible by law, inspection reports of FFL dealers cited for violations of the law. Why? Wouldn't that make it clear to criminals which dealers are lax in their enforcement? Isn't that sort of going against what you say you're trying to keep from happening? And he expresses a desire to support efforts to modernize and make permanent the Undetectable Firearms Act, which by his own admission, he cannot do without Congress. Now, probably the best answer to all of those questions as to, why are we doing this and why are we doing that, came straight from Biden's lips. He said the executive order ramps up our efforts to hold the gun industry accountable. And it's much easier to go after the law-abiding than to lock up the bad guys. So naturally, he's chosen the first thing to do. You're going to hear an increasing cacophony of various reasons as to why crime has gone up. And most of that's going to be because of white supremacy and oppression and guns and this, that, and the other. And that has nothing at all to do with why crime is going up. As they try to convince you to vote for the same guys where crime is going up, the same guys in charge right now to reelect them, know this. Okay? Know this. All of you listeners at WYSL, for example. Tell your friends in New York City this. One of the reasons that crime is going up is that they refuse to prosecute and punish violent offenders. It's a very easy thing to do. Very easy thing to do. As a matter of fact, it has been the de facto rule for the very longest time. But no, we've had to reimagine that. Kim Fox came out, Alvin Bragg, all these people that are out there right now, they've reimagined what law is, and they've reimagined what offense is, and they've reimagined what crime is, and so now the hardcore criminals, those guys, well, they're on a constant pass. Number two, after they actually do, when they actually go out and do arrest some violent offenders, well, in various places, like the aforementioned New York City, they have bail reform, which means while the cop is up there writing out the report about this arrest, the guy that he probably just arrested is probably on his way back out into the street. This is a very big progressive change. And what it is this determines which criminal defendants may be released back into the community while awaiting their trial or sentencing, and the conditions under which they may be released. Now, that's all well and good while you're sitting out there talking this nonsense. However, if you take a guy who just murdered somebody, and when you caught him, he was trying to murder somebody else, and then you release him, and then you expect him to sit back and go, well, I have to be a good boy now until my court date. Well, that's probably futile. Number three, your police. They are demoralized, they are defunded, and they are hamstrung. In Chicago, they are short 1,700 police officers. I have no idea how many they're short in New York City. I suspect in a lot of the big cities, they are equally down various numbers. I know in L.A. they are. You can't fight crime. You can't even deter crime. You're going to have a hard time just investigating crime when you don't have enough people to do it. Now, one of the things that is thought about this is that one of the reasons they pushed this step is to create a national police force. But that would be the most unwieldy of things I've ever seen. That may very well be what they want to do, but I don't think that's something that's actually going to be a thing. But we'll see. We'll see. But in the meantime, in the same places where they've done this to the police, they're probably trying to make it very, very hard for you to carry a gun. Which brings me to my fourth point, imposing significant burden on the rights of just regular people. The biggest deterrent to crime is the armed citizen. Criminals say that, not cops, not me. Criminals. If I were the one saying it, then there would be a bias. This is an unbiased opinion. The biggest issue criminals have are with armed citizens. Taking them out of the mix means that they have nothing to fear. The other thing about this is that when you take into consider 84% of all violent crime occurs without, they're not armed when they're doing it. Very few rapes are done at gunpoint. You know, violent crime is violent crime. To get out there and just simply focus on gun crime, gun-related crime, is to completely ignore the 84% of all violent crime that takes place without a gun. That's murders, robberies, rapes, violent assaults, all that stuff. But you're not supposed to know that. You should just keep on voting for the status quo. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? I'll be back this coming weekend. Between now and then, keep your eyes open and stay aware and carry your concealed carry firearm everywhere you possibly can. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.